Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Pitch to Chad, a fastball, and he strokes it dead center. On the run, Lagares at the wall and out of room. Chad Pinder picks the team up and carries them around on a three-run homer.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
Well, good evening. It's the A's Clubhouse Show. I'm Joe Hughes filling in for Chris Townsend today as we wrap up a long day of A's baseball. And, you know, it was a split of the two games, and I think overall you'd take that. I mean, the second game not quite going as well as the first game did for the A's, but then again, the A's were one swing away from losing both of these games, so I think you'll take a split in this one. But, Ken Korak, it was a couple of big innings that did end the A's in this nightcap today.
Well, it's disappointing because of Adam Aller, and I think, you know, the A's really felt strongly about Adam when they acquired him in the Bassett trade from the Mets, and then he was a bona fide major league pitcher, and after all, he was in the rotation when the season started. But it's been disappointing for him, and I'm sure, you know, he feels the same way. And he'll go back down to AAA. He was the 27th player for the game today, and, you know, whatever he needs to do to get things straightened out, because I don't think we've seen the last of him in the big leagues, but it's just been a really tough struggle for him during his time with the A's.
Yeah, you hope he can get some confidence going. You know, he pitched well in the minor leagues in the two starts before coming back up for this appearance today. But, you know, his confidence has got to be a little shaken just in how much of a struggle this season has been. And then you come in here and things are looking okay in the first inning, and then the second inning, it just explodes on you again. And you got to just, if you're him, you know, you want to have a guy pitch well and you want good things for him, but when it feels like, oh man, more of the same, it's just got a kind of avalanche on you when you're out there kind of lonely on the mound a little bit.
Yeah, you wonder about that old thing they talk about, trusting your stuff, when a guy comes up from AAA and he really struggled once again with his command, and then he winds up with the bases loaded, throws a pitch down the middle to Taylor Ward, and that's that. I mean, after that, after he hit the slam, all of a sudden it's 5-1 in the second. You're thinking, it might be a really long second game for the A's, it turned out to be.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking about the positives of Ramon Laureano from that first game where he had a couple of doubles, he worked a couple of walks, and you know, it's a long day of baseball. Follows that up with an 0-for-3. He wasn't the only one that struggled a little bit, but we're really hoping that Ramon Laureano looks a lot more like the guy we saw in that first game and turns a corner, mm-hmm. because you know, you look up and down this A's lineup, he's one of the few guys that seems like if he's rolling, might be capable of kind of anchoring a position in that lineup and letting it all kind of, the rest of it all kind of fall in place for everyone else.
Plus, he's really accomplished in right field. We've seen him play a great center field, but with Laureano in right and Pache in center, gives the A's outstanding defense out there. Now Pache has to hit. And it's been a struggle for him, as you know, but the other thing, too, is that Luis Barrera not only had the walk-off in the first game, but he had two singles in his first two at-bats in this second game, and then worked a walk. So, you know, I think Luis, he's played himself into a position where, I would think at least against right-handed pitching and maybe even against a lefty or two, he's going to get a chance to play quite a bit now.
Yeah, I love that Marcotte threw him back out there after, you know, getting the walk-off and then just having a great day, because we talk about you got to have these positives. You got to be able to build on these things through the course of it. And Barrera, you know, you get the walk-off, and then you build on that. Get a couple of hits in the next one. You start feeling good when you come to the yard, and you're not dreading it quite as much as, you know, when you're really going through the struggles. It can feel like a tough day for these guys where you don't want to be out there because, you know, it's easy in baseball to let this get in your head. And, you know, the same thing can be true when it's going well for you. You know, like when you're hitting well, you want to be there.
Yeah, it looks like he's tracking the ball better too, Joe, and he's taking his walks and getting into deeper counts, which is something the A's were concerned about when he joined the club last year. So I think he's taken a step, and you don't want to overreact because it's only been a handful of games that, you know, maybe he has taken a real good step in his career. So, you know, we'll see. And you're going to need energy, guys, tomorrow. This was a long day at the ballpark today, so You know, maybe he'll get a shot tomorrow. Although I doubt that he would start against Sandoval, the left-hander, but we'll see. But, you know, it was a good day of baseball, Joe, although the second game was, you know, wasn't competitive. You'd love to see, for the fans, a tight ball game. But the weather was great, so it's hard to complain, although it was a long day for, you know, for a lot of us out here today, for sure.
All right, Ken. Well, it was a long day. We'll let you get out of here. We'll let you go rest up because it's a quick turnaround, man, an afternoon game after a doubleheader. And so go get some rest and be ready to call a game tomorrow, man. We appreciate it. And great call, by the way, on the Brea. I know you always do such a great job, but I was telling Townie in the break that you could really hear, like, the hope that the ball was going to go out coming through in your call. It was such a great call in the walk-off in game one.
Even though I messed up the score, but, you know, I appreciate you saying that. I didn't know it was going out.
Details.
Right. I didn't know it was going out because it was nice of you to say, Joe, because the way Whitefield went back on the ball, you're thinking, well, maybe he thought he had a shot. And then it wound up in the first row of the bleachers. And then when we saw the replay of Barrera from NBC Sports California, he thought he had gotten it. He had that look after the ball left the bat that he felt he had hit it out. So what a great moment for him. But we'll talk to you later, Joe.
All right, Ken, have a good night. Go get some rest. We're going to roll along. If you want to jump in, we're going to talk a little A's baseball. You can give us a call, 833-625-2278, 833-625-2278. That's the number. You can also hit me up on Twitter, at Vegas Joe Hughes. We'll go through the highlights, if you want to call them that. Not many highlights for the A's in Game 2. It was predominantly the Angels as they win 9-1 to take the second game. A couple of big innings, but we'll go through some of the highlights and talk about it. We'll also hear from the A's skipper later on as we continue to roll along in a long day. A's earning a split of the two games against the Angels today, dropping the second game 9-1. But we'll take your calls on the other side and continue to talk a little A's baseball here on A's Clubhouse.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
What's it like having supersonic Wi-Fi from Xfinity? It's fast, like riding a cheetah fast. Kitty, U-turn please. Unbeatable internet only from Xfinity.
Get supersonic Wi-Fi with a new Xfinity 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited gig internet with a 2-year rate guarantee, a free streaming box, and add Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Welcome back to the A's Clubhouse Show. Joe Hughes in for Chris Townsend tonight. The second game of the doubleheader didn't go quite as well as the first game wound up. A's and Angels splitting the two games here in Oakland, the day-night doubleheader. It was the Angels getting their revenge in the second game, beating the A's 9-1. We're going to go through some of the highlights right now, and if you want to call them highlights, the A's actually got out to a good start. They were the first team to get on the board today, and, you know, an early lead for this team. You've got a guy in Adam Aller trying to reestablish himself as the 27th guy on the roster for a doubleheader after a couple of strong starts in the minor league and trying to turn it around, and the A's got him a lead. You know, he was able to manage through some trouble early on in the top of the first, and in the bottom of the first, it was Tony Kemp getting things started.
Halos have the shift, and the middle man on the right side is Velasquez, the shortstop. And the 2-2 pitch to Tony Kemp is a ground ball back of first, fair, down the right field line in the corner. Kemp can fly. He's turning at first, going to second, and he's going to cruise in there with a stand-up double as Taylor Ward plays it back to the infield.
Well, the A's did manage to cash in on that Kemp double, and you're starting to feel good. You're starting to think, okay, maybe the A's are going to, you know, have a couple runs, a couple here and there, and add on and build on the walk-off win. But they got their run in a way that would ultimately prove to be problematic for them. It came via the double play.
Out of the stretch, the first base side, and Jett, it's a ground ball to the right side. It's taken up with it. Here's Renjifo tagging the runner. The run scores. A throw to first completes a 4-3 double play. So it's a 4-3 double play as Jett bounces one into the shift. Scoring from third is Kemp. But Renjifo able to tag the runner in the baseline. That was noisy. And throw to first, Jett is out. No RBI, but the A's have the lead. And Laureano's coming up.
Well, that was it for the scoring for the A's, getting just that one run on the double play. Obviously, you don't know that early on in the game, but, I mean, that's pretty much where it stops for the A's, because from that point on, it was all Angels the rest of the day. The top of the second inning, this is where this game was done in, and this was where Adam Aller's day was done in. Anthony Rendon led things off with a walk, then Jared Walsh would double on a ground ball to the right fielder Luis Barea. That would put Rendon at third. So now you're thinking, oh man, things are going to start getting a little ugly here. And it did start to get away. We got hit by a pitch on the next one, and that loaded the bases. And all of a sudden, it's an injury delay, and you're, oh, here we go. And then you walk in the next hitter, and that's where things started to get away from the A's. It was Chad Wallach walking in, and all of a sudden, it's a tie game. And you're like, okay, well, maybe we can still get out of this. Tyler Wade called out on strikes, and you're starting to feel good again, but it was just going to be one swing of the bat that did in the A's in that second inning.
Now here's the pitch, and that swung on a high drive, deep right center. Laureano going back at the track, turning around. He'll watch, and it's gone. And a grand slam to right center by Taylor Ward. That jumps the Angels into a 5-1 lead.
Yeah, that's just how quickly it happened for the A's and Angels today. It was just like that. It went from a 1-0 A's lead to a 1-1 lead, and you got two outs. You're thinking, okay, maybe we got a chance to get out of this. And then just one swing of the bat, it did it all in, and all of a sudden it's 5-1. And, you know, we've been talking about how much trouble the A's have had scoring runs in these games. So 5-1, it just felt like it kind of buried you early on, coming off of that walk-off win in the last one. You know, you just really feel bad for Adam Aller, who's trying to establish himself here. As Ken was talking about, the A's were very high on him. He started the season in the rotation, but he just hasn't been able to kind of put together the quality innings and string them together like he'd really hoped that he would be able to do. And you hope his confidence doesn't get shaken from what he's done here in the big leagues. He's had some success in the minor leagues. And, you know, you just, like we've been talking about with some of the hitters, you got to be able to build on some of this. And sometimes guys just got to go through it for a little while until they can kind of turn it around, and you hope that's the case for Adam Aller, because it just has been a struggle for him here, giving an opportunity here early on in this season where he just hasn't been able to string together the kind of quality innings and quality starts that we'd like to see from him. So that was it. The A's behind 5-1, and then from that point on, the Angels would just add on throughout the game a couple other big innings that they would tag on to the A's later on in the game, including Tyler Ward leading off in the fifth inning with a leadoff double, and then you got Mike Trout coming on later with a double of his own.
The 3-1 delivery, here it is, and Trout rips one down the left field line. That's a base hit going into the corner. Ward's around third. He can walk home, and Trout goes to second with a double, and the Angels just adding on. They take a 6-1 lead.
Well, that wasn't it for the Angels. They weren't done quite yet. The Taylor Ward homer, the grand slam, that may have buried the A's, but the highlight from this game, the one that everyone's going to be talking about, history made with Shohei Ohtani. I mean, every time that this guy is out there, whether he's pitching or whether he's hitting, he seems to do something spectacular. He's the kind of player you would just kind of make up in a video game. You know, everything about him is turned up all the way to the max. And he got to show a little bit of that when he added on to the A's deficit there and buried the A's a little bit further down.
So here's Ohtani. And it's on the way, and Ohtani strokes one to left center deep. Laureano back, he'll turn and watch, and there's number 100 for Shohei Ohtani here in the States in Major League Baseball. He left no doubt over the 388 mark up into the seats in left center field. And a big moment for him. It gives the Angels an 8-1 lead. What a delight it's been to watch this young man play.
Yeah, as a baseball fan, it's absolutely a delight to watch Shohei Ohtani play, but Not so much when he's playing against the A's. You like it a lot better when he's doing that against like the Mariners or the Rangers, or the Astros, when he's burying somebody else in the American League West. But when he does it against your team, it's a little tough to watch, but he's such a great player. He is so much fun to watch. If you just love baseball and, you know, you can remove yourself from the rivalry of what he's doing to your team, it's incredible what Shohei Ohtani is doing. So he's not going to pitch against the A's in this series. So you're going to miss him on that regard. I don't know if you'd say you'd miss him, but you're not going to have to face Shohei Ohtani when he's on the mound and showing why he is so dangerous no matter where he is playing. If he's pitching against you that day, or if he's out, or if he's DHing, he can just do damage. But the Angels, not done after the Ohtani homer. It wasn't over yet. They would add on one more run in the fifth inning.
One strike. Murphy sets up outside. Here it is. And that swung on it. Spanked up the middle. Base hit. Wade's around third. He's going to come to the plate. Throw by Laureano is going to be cut off, and the Angels lead 9-1. Velasquez goes to second. Ward singles to center. Halos lead by 8.
And that was the end of the scoring. That would do it. The A's would threaten. There's only one other real highlight that you can focus on for the A's, and it was close. Christian Bethencourt, who has swung the bat pretty well for the A's. They're very high in him. He's versatile. He can DH. He can catch. He can play first base. He does a lot for this A's team. He's got a cannon behind the plate, just like Sean Murphy does. But he really got into one. He got a good swing on a pitch, smacked it almost as far as he could, and just missed a homer by a few inches.
Swung on by Bethencourt, driven to center. Trout going back at the track. He's right to the wall, and it's going to be off the wall. It's in play. And here's Bethencourt going to second with a double. Almost got it out. Almost his first Athletics home run. And now I think they're going to rule. I was thinking for a second that they might have said that it, the way Trout reacted, that it might have hit the back wall, but it didn't. So Bethencourt, a two-base hit leading off for the A's in the bottom of the eighth.
Well, 105 miles an hour off the bat. We've said that many times when Christian gets the barrel on it, it definitely jumps, and it just hit the very top of the padding to the left of the 400-foot sign.
Yeah, he couldn't have missed it by more than a few inches. Not on the bat, but as you heard Vince talking about, there on the wall, it just a couple inches there off the top of the wall to narrowly miss the home run for Christian Bethencourt, and that was it. That was... the A's wouldn't really do much. I mean, they weren't able to get Bethencourt home. The game would end with the Angels getting the 9-1 win. Kind of a sleeper, as Ken was mentioning, the game wasn't that competitive. It was the Angels jumping out to that big lead in the second inning. They added on throughout the game, and the A's just not able to muster enough offense. But fortunately, the first game, that's where all the fun, the excitement was. The A's winning that one 4-3 in dramatic fashion with a walk-off. So you split the two games, and I think overall, you'd take that. You know, you were very close to losing both games, but if you're the A's, you'll take splitting a doubleheader. It's hard to sweep the doubleheader. And now, because you got that win in game one, you got a chance to earn a split of the four games over this weekend. You got to take care of business tomorrow, but you know, you're probably feeling pretty good about things because Frankie Montas will be on the hill. So some positives for the A's to build on from that first game. Not so much from that second game, but it was a long, long day of baseball. So you can chalk up some of the A's struggles in that second game maybe to a couple of guys just wearing it a little bit and wanting to move on and get back out there tomorrow afternoon. 833-625-2278. That's the phone number if you want to chime in. We can talk about either of the games. We can talk about the baseball gods. That was a big theme from the first game of today. We can talk about Luis Barrera. Ramon Laureano looks like a player that was really coming along, and he might be a guy that is turning a corner after struggling a little bit since coming back from his suspension. So great to see some baseball in game one, not so great in game two, but either game is open if you want to chime in. 833-625-2278. We're also going to hear from A's skipper Mark Kotze as we roll along with A's Clubhouse.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than the Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's lastdivebar.com.
Would you like a cleaning product that can be used in the garage, the laundry, and the kitchen, and save space in your cabinet? Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Concentrated all-purpose Simple Green is the answer for versatile cleaning throughout your home and garage. I'm so certain you'll love Simple Green. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. To learn more, visit us at simplegreen.com.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
This is A's Clubhouse.
Welcome back to A's Clubhouse. I'm Joe Hughes in for Chris Townsend once again. The A's and Angels splitting their two-game set today with the A's gritting the win in game number one. Dramatic. That was the fun part of it. The nightcap, not so much. Oakland falling 9-1 in the second game, and not a lot for the A's in that game. A couple big innings for the Angels doing in the A's early on in that second inning, including hanging a five spot on Adam Aller, making the start today as the 27th man on the roster, part of the doubleheader. He ultimately winds up going five innings, allows six hits, eight runs, all of them earned, three walks, three strikeouts, a pair of homers. Just a rough day, you know, 0-3 for Adam Aller, who continues to struggle when he's been given a little bit of a run here in the big leagues. He's pitched well down in the minor leagues, and you hope that a guy can kind of figure it out, as Ken was talking about, learning to trust his stuff. You see the fastball, you can see why the A's were so high on him when they brought him over here in the Chris Bassitt deal. You can see that potential that's there, but watching guys have to put it together and make that jump from what works in AAA in the minor leagues to what works here in the major leagues, and part of that is command. You know, the walks absolutely doing the A's in today, three of them from Adam Aller. They gave up six walks in the game overall to an offense as powerful as this. It's going to come back to get you. And it definitely came back to get Adam Aller and the A's today. So you hope that he doesn't lose his confidence and that he can stay out there and figure it out, because when it clicks for these guys, sometimes they just take off. And you need an example of that. Look at a guy that's going to be pitching tomorrow. Frankie Montas, when he first came up, remember, he was throwing 100 miles an hour, but it was straight as an arrow. Guys were teeing off on him, and it was like, oh, I don't even know if this guy's going to be a reliever. And then when it clicked for him as a starter, I mean, this guy became an ace, just like that. And you say it's just like that. These guys put in so much work. They talk to guys. They tinker. You know, they figure all that stuff out. But when it clicks for them, man, they can just take off with it. And, you know, you don't know if that's going to be the case for Adam Aller, but the A's were really high on him when he came over here, and you just hope he can figure out what it's going to take, what it's going to click for him to be able to be productive and translate the success that he has in the minor leagues. Two good starts in AAA before coming up for this one, and you hope he doesn't, you know, carry this with him and take these struggles with him, because this was a really, really good Angels offense that he was facing today, and they took advantage of a guy that's kind of going through it right now. A's skipper Mark Kotze has been going through it. He's happy that his club was able to earn a split today. We'll take your calls if you want to jump in. It's not too late. 833-625-2278. You can also hit me up on Twitter at Vegas Joe Hughes. But A's manager Mark Kotze on how his team bounced back in the second game and how they can bounce back again tomorrow.
Fastball command is just the biggest issue. You know, his secondary pitches, his changeup was good tonight, but you know, end of the day, I think the walks, the hit by pitch, you know, and just the inability to really locate fastball, you know, where he wants to throw it. And when you get behind and and have to go middle-middle, you end up paying the price.
And you talked pretty just about how he has stuff, but he just needs to be able to use it inside the strike zone. Is there a way to encourage that, or a way that maybe you kind of try to get guys to be more confident on that?
Yeah, I think, you look at his history last year, he didn't have command issues. And, for whatever reason right now, he's struggling with that. I think there's, maybe a bit of lack of confidence for him. You got to the big leagues and, it just hasn't been easy, obviously. And when you don't have success here as a younger player, I think you put more pressure on yourself and you begin to press, and I think we're seeing a little bit of that with him right now. So, hopefully, he'll go back to Vegas and focus on getting that confidence back and being able to, command his fastball up and down in his zone.
Yeah, well, this game, it seems a lot like the last game. He had a big inning also, but he recovers and at least he gave you five innings.
Yeah.
More or less, so it seems like the stuff is there. How do you teach a youngster, how not to get into those big innings?
Well, I don't know if you can teach it. I think, once it starts to spiral, it happens quickly. And obviously, you've got some really good professional hitters, three MVPs in a row. And, when they see a pitcher struggling, they're going to take advantage of that. And, for Adam, again, as you talked about, he did give us five innings, in the back end of a doubleheader. He helped the pin out there, and so that's one positive we can take away from tonight.
And the other thing, what impressed you the most of the Angels leadoff hitter? He's got about 9 home runs and 21 RBIs on May 15th.
Yeah, he's definitely swinging the bat very well. I've watched him play now for a few years. And he's just gotten better and better. So he's having a great season. He's sitting in front of Mike. And, from that standpoint, you've got to attack him. And he's taking advantage of that right now. He's definitely, one of the top hitters in the league. And I think I saw something in the notes that his OPS plus was higher than Mike's. So, he's having a great year right now.
Luis Pereira reaches base 3 times. That perhaps some carryover effect from the walk-off.
Yeah, great day for him. another nice game. Good to see him get back on the line. I kind of joked with him before the game, like, hey, you're not a home run hitter. Just because you hit one home run doesn't mean you're a home run hitter. So he had great at bats this game too. So it's a good sign. It's good to see him building his confidence, and he's always been talked about as a player that could. Come here and really, contribute to this team's success. And, I'm happy for him that he's feeling more comfortable. And that takes time as well. So.
It's pretty tough to manage against Ohtani. You're not going to see him on the mound. But it's pretty frustrating at bat knowing, there's not maybe one way to pitch that guy.
He hit the home run, hit the double. But overall, I think, we've pitched him pretty well. Again, you look at that lineup and you navigate through it. Ward's having a tremendous year, and then you go through 3 MVPs with Trout, with Ohtani, and with Rendon. So, but I think overall, up until, this game, we've done a good job at managing that lineup, and our staff has done a good job of getting out. So it just didn't go our way tonight.
They've had these guys in the past but didn't win. What do you think the difference is for them this year?
Well, I don't think they've had them all in the lineup for an extended amount of time, these previous seasons. So, they were without Trout last year. They were without Rendon last year. They're other players in terms of Ward, in terms of Walsh, in terms of Marsh. Those young kids have now come up, and they're really also contributing. ultimately, overall today we won one, and it was exciting. It's tough to win 2 games in a day. We did that in Detroit where we split. So, at the end of the day, we look forward to trying to get a chance to split tomorrow.
Thanks.
All righty.
Thank you.
Yeah, guys.
All right.
That was A's skipper Mark Conte there. And, you know, you heard a lot of good things there. He gave a pretty frank assessment about what's going on with Adam Aller, who got the start today, goes five innings, which Mark Conte said he appreciated. And you do appreciate those things in a doubleheader because, you know, the A's kind of wore it a little bit in that second game, but they only had to use three pitchers because Aller was able to go five innings. Then you get Grimm for another two innings and Adam Calera closing it out with two more innings of his own. So that helped save the A's. You know, they got another game tomorrow afternoon. You played earlier in the day. And because of the effort from Paul Blackburn in the first game, and because even though it wasn't ideal, Adam Aller giving you some innings, even though they weren't maybe as high quality in an inning that you would like, that does help you out over the long term and not just looking at the, you know, the zoomed in view of we got to win this game right here. But you heard Mark Kotze bring up confidence again for a guy like Adam Aller. You heard him talk about the stuff. That stuff is there. You can see it. But command, that's been a big issue for him so far in his early career here in Oakland. But you can see why the A's like him so much. It's just going to be, you know, like we said, maybe finding a way for that to click in so you find those command issues and have those go away. And as Ken mentioned, trust your stuff because it's there. It's 96 miles an hour. It's just not in the zone repeatedly the way that they would like to see. Three walks today, also had the hip pitch and a couple of homers that he just really got tagged on. It kind of snowballed on him there in that second inning and just really got away from him quickly. But he, you know, to his credit, he bounced back. He stayed in that game and, you know, he came back in with a couple of clean innings after that big inning before giving up another, you know, couple big inning in later on in that fifth inning when things started to get away from the A's again. But A's dropped the second game 9-1. We'll take your calls if you're out there and you want to chime in. 833-625-2278. We'll also check in with game one because there were some positives from today. Even though the A's dropped the second game, there was a lot to be optimistic about from that first game and maybe giving the A's something they can build on in that first game when they snap their seven-game home losing skid, trying to build some positivity and maybe tomorrow earn a split of the four games here over the weekend. So Joe Hughes in for Chris Townsend. We'll take your calls. We'll check your tweets. We'll talk a little bit more A's baseball. Also take a look around the league as we roll along with A's Clubhouse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe. Or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
KFC knows that when it comes to sharing, there's good and there's finger-licking good.
A meal with sides, that's good. Three equally delicious sides? So even if one kid loves mac and cheese, another only eats mashed potatoes, and the third is basically 90% french fry, there'll still be no complaints besides why bedtime can't be midnight and ice cream isn't a breakfast food? That's finger-licking good.
KFC Sides Lovers Meal. Pick three large sides and pair them with eight crispy tenders or your favorite fried chicken. Order now on the KFC app. Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's finger-licking good.
Prices and product availability may vary.
Innovation. It's at the heart of Cal State East Bay. Like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants. Or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Trevino throws and Santana takes on the inside corner. Bring him up. Strike three called. And the ball game is over.
You're listening to A's Cast.
And that swung on a high, deep drive. Left center field, way back. Pache in the alley at the track to the wall. He's there and he runs it down. And Pache has done it again. He just simply outran that baseball.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
Welcome back to A's Clubhouse. I'm Joe Hughes filling in for Chris Townsend. Townie will be back with you tomorrow as the A's look to get a split of the four games if they can win tomorrow afternoon. It's a quick turnaround after a doubleheader to have to play that afternoon game. The A's will have Frankie Montas on the hill, so it's a quick turnaround. A's earning a split of the two games today. They're taking game one, a dramatic redemption walk-off three-run homer from Luis Barea. His first career homer is a walk-off home run. It was a great way of kind of building something positive because it really looked like it was going to be the A's dropping a couple of games. They had lost seven straight at home before that Barea walk-off homer. The second game didn't quite go as well. A's fall 9-1 in the nightcap. A couple of big innings doing in the A's, including a five-run second inning that put them deep, deep, deep in a hole, just not able to bounce back. But they're hoping to bounce back tomorrow. Now we take a look around the rest of the major leagues with our out-of-town scoreboard. This brought to you by Mechanics Bank. Daniel Hudson helping the St. Louis Cardinals combine to stop the Giants' six-game winning streak, shutting out San Francisco 4-0 in that game. And in the National League West, taking a look at the Padres, who are struggling a little bit right now. They fall to the Braves 6-5 today. Something from that game that was interesting, A's on A's crime. Sean Manaea got the start for San Diego. He faced Matt Olson in that game, and lefty on lefty, Matt Olson taking his former teammate deep. It was the fourth homer of the season for Matt Olson. As he bounces back, Blue Jays beat the Rays 5-1. Checking in on that, it was Matt Chapman leading off for Toronto. First time in his career that Matt Chapman has led off a game. Red Sox beat up on the Rangers 11-3 as Boston. They have been really scuffling, but they get their first series win in a month, taking down the Rangers 11-3. Good win for the Red Sox as they try to turn their season around. And checking in with this Phillies-Dodgers game, the Phillies beating up on LA 8-3 in that game. They had 10 hits, including Bryce Harper, who homered again at Dodger Stadium. Third straight game that Bryce Harper has homered. He's really been on a tear. He's going to be pretty much working as a DH right now. He's got the elbow injury. They're going to have to take a look at him, so he's not going to be out there in the outfield. They can't really trust him to throw right now, but he is swinging a hot bat, doing some damage, homering in LA for the third straight game. So the A's, unfortunately, unable to homer in a third straight game. They came close for homering in back-to-back games, and home runs have been a rarity for Oakland. Christian Bethencourt narrowly missing a homer there in the second game, and we talked about Luis Barea winning it for the A's in that first game. But the A's will take a split. Not ideal, but you'll take a split of the two games. You're hoping to get a split of the four games overall. You're going to have some work to do with Frankie Montas on the hill. We'll take your calls and check in with the tweets as we're going to roll along here. The number is 833-625-2278 as we roll along with A's Clubhouse.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And RingCentral's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. RingCentral. Message, video, phone, together.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
Which NorCal drivers are having the most fun right now? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
This car is actually both reliable and safe and a lot of fun.
My Honda is a beast.
My Honda is delicious.
Honda has the happiest drivers in America and is the most fun to drive, period. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your NorCal Honda dealer today.
Happiest drivers based on 2021 ACSI survey of customers rating the performance of their own automobiles.
Visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente, thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
DQ presents... Picture this. You stand before the awe-inspiring new signature stack burger menu at DQ and your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? That's 5 taste bud tempting cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef. You peek at the loaded A1 stack burger with 2 premium sauces, then the flamethrower stack burger with tongue-tingling jalapeno bacon. Then you realize moments like these are exactly why we have the DQ signature stack burger menu. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Would you like a cleaning product that can be used in the garage, the laundry, and the kitchen, and save space in your cabinet? Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Concentrated all-purpose Simple Green is the answer for versatile cleaning throughout your home and garage. I'm so certain you'll love Simple Green. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. To learn more, visit us at simplegreen.com.
KFC knows that when it comes to chicken sandwiches, there's good and there's finger-licking good.
A chicken sandwich? That's good. A 100% white meat KFC chicken sandwich so delicious it forces you to rethink everything you know about sandwiches, including whether or not they even need buns, but then you remember how good a brioche bun can be and then having to rethink your rethinking? That's finger-licking good.
KFC's chicken sandwich, always served hot and crispy in your choice of classic or spicy. Order now on the KFC app. Kentucky Fried Chicken, that's finger-licking good.
Prices and product availability may vary.
This is A's Clubhouse.
Welcome back to A's Clubhouse. Joe Hughes in for Chris Townsend. One final segment before we get out of here. After the A's doubleheader splitting the two games, taking game one 4-3 in dramatic fashion, and then dropping game two 9-1 as things got ugly early on, and just, it was a long day of A's baseball, but there were a lot of positives to come away from this game. You know, it wasn't all just one swing of the bat that did it in. There were some things really to be happy about. That first game, we talked about it earlier today, Ramon Laureano in game one, 2-for-3, a pair of doubles. He scored twice, also had a walk. This is a guy that when he's rolling, you know, I heard David Forrest on with Chris Townsend, I think it was a week or two ago, talking about it. He's like a rodeo bull, just ready to get out of the gate, just scratching and clawing, ready to get out there. He's an energy guy for the A's, and his talent, his ability is undeniable that when he's going, he's one of the few guys with a track record in this lineup that you're thinking, man, if Ramon Laureano gets going, we can kind of plug him in here, maybe that 3-4-5 spot, and become an anchor. You know, put that guy in there and let's build that lineup around it. You got a couple other anchor spots right now. Tony Kemp usually at the top of the lineup. Sheldon Noisy, the way he's been swinging the bat early on in the season, you really like those guys. We see a lot of Sean Murphy in the middle of the lineup, but you do need a guy that you really feel like you can count on. And when Ramon Laureano is rolling, he's a guy that the A's really like there. And when you've got hitters like that, it just kind of extends everything down. Guys start to feel confident when they're up there because they don't feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. And so if Ramon Laureano can show what he did a little bit more in game one, that's a real strong positive. You know, we saw him in game two, not quite able to follow it up because that's a long day of baseball, 0-for-3 in the second game, but no strikeouts. And that's something to keep an eye on with Ramon Laureano when he was coming back in and getting his feet wet, you know, with that minor league rehab assignment in AAA. And then early on, we saw a lot of strikeouts as he kind of looked like he was getting used to identifying pitches again. You would expect that. It's a long layoff for Ramon Laureano after that suspension in August. So seeing how quickly he's starting to come back around game one, that's a real positive sign that you hope the A's can build on. And Christian Bethencourt, another guy who had a pretty good day today. He came just a few inches shy of hitting his first homer. He just missed it there at the top of the wall late in the game. And Jed Lowrie, great to see Jed Lowrie have a strong, strong day. They used him in that first game as a pinch hitter when they had a chance to get a run home. Mark Kotze going to his bench, trusting Jed Lowrie to get on there and put a good quality at bat in. Make sure he wasn't going to strike out. He did that, knocking in a run that would tie in the game. The A's would have to do a little bit more work to win that game, but at that moment it felt big. And then Lowrie coming back in the next day, he was 2-for-4 in the second game. And those are positive signs. Ramon Laureano, Jed Lowrie. You start getting these guys with track records to hit in front of guys like Tony Kemp, who's heating up, Sheldon Noisy, who's been, you know, probably the A's best hitter here in the beginning of the season. And things are starting to feel a lot better. You got to build on it, though. You know, the scoring one run and getting your first run in the first inning on a double play and then going the rest of the game without able to scratch one across, that's tough. You know, the Angels got 9 runs on 9 hits. The A's had 7 hits, managed just that one run in that second game. But we're going to focus on more of the positives. You know, you snap your 7-game home losing skid in that first game, so you're able to start building on it. And a guy that was the hero of the day, the redemption game, Luis Barrera. The walk-off homer, his first career home run, is a walk-off homer. And I saw a stat earlier that it's been since 1915 that a guy had his first career homer be a walk-off homer when his team was trailing by multiple runs in the 9th inning. So it has been a while since we saw what Luis Barrera can do, and we saw what he was able to do there. And then he followed it up. He was in the lineup of the next game. Mark Kotze put him back in right field, 2-for-2 with a walk. So this guy was getting on base, and you got to think that that swing of the bat helped him start to feel confident, because the reason it was a redemption game for him, if you missed that first game, he struggled. He had a base running error where he got caught off of first base or a double play that ended an inning. He had an error in the outfield where he thought Mike Trout might have been trying to take the turnaround third and run home, and he looked up and just let a ball kind of slip past him, and Mike Trout did eventually come in to score after initially stopping, and you're thinking, oh man, another rough outing for one of these guys in the minor leagues that's coming up. And then he totally redeems himself, going full dumb and dumber on it, with a 3-run walk-off homer. Completely changed the energy, completely changed the vibe and the story for the A's in this. And it's been something the A's have been candid about, that Mark Kotze has been candid about, that this team just needs to get those big hits. They need to start feeling good about it, start having some confidence. So you hope they can build on what happened in game one. There were a lot of positives from that. And because another one that we didn't even get to, Paul Blackburn, who has been the A's best pitcher, he's leaving today with the third best ERA in the American League after another strong outing. He went 6 2/3, 5 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. He leaves today with a 1.67 ERA, third best in the American League, behind Nestor Cortez of the Yankees and Justin Verlander. So a lot of positives for the A's. Ultimately, it's just one win, but it's a win that they probably feel like they can build on if they get some better starting pitching. Unfortunately, not able to get that from Adam Aller as the 27th member of the A's roster for the doubleheader. So we'll take a look at what's on deck. It'll be the A's and Angels ready to close out their series tomorrow afternoon. Oakland hoping to salvage a split of the 4 games this weekend. As we take a look at what's on deck, presented by Ashby Lumber. Ashby Lumber, for all your building and remodeling needs, learn more at ashbylumber.com. Frankie Montas on the hill. It'll be taking on Patrick Sandoval. That's a 107 first pitch tomorrow. Believe it or not, things are going quickly. 8th start of the year for Frankie Montas already. And he has been very good against the Angels in his career. 4-1 with a 2.30 ERA in 13 appearances. He lost his last outing, looking to bounce back, because Frankie Montas is a guy that the A's are going to need to be a staple of their rotation as long as he's here. You know what? The future holds, we don't know. It's more likely than not that Frankie Montas won't survive this season with the A's and might be in another uniform by the end of the year. But for right now, you want to enjoy those Frankie Montas starts, because he can give you an ace-like performance every single night. And with the way that Paul Blackburn is pitching and some of these young A's pitchers, Zach Logue is a guy that you think about, strong outing in his debut for Adrian Martinez. You want to see these guys kind of starting to take in an ownership of the opportunities that they'll be giving. So Frankie Montas will go tomorrow. Chris Townsend will be back with you tomorrow. Joe Hughes, very happy to be sitting in with you today. Always happy to talk A's baseball, even if it's 2 games in 1 day. Long day today of A's baseball. A's earning a split of the 2-game doubleheader, taking game one 4-3 on the walk-off and dropping the second game 9-1. As I mentioned, Townsend will be back with you tomorrow. A's Access will get started at 12:07, and we will send you away tonight with the walk-off win and give you some positive feelings heading into your Sunday.
Laureano leads at second, Bethancourt from first, the outfield toward left. Lots of room in right center, and the pitch is swung on, hit to right field, hit deep. Whitefield going back at the track, over his head, and over the wall! Do you believe that? Luis Barrera gets his redemption on this Saturday afternoon and gives the A's an improbable, incredible win over the Halos in the first game of this doubleheader. The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
The more we learn about COVID-19, the more questions we have. The biggest question now? What's next? What will COVID bring in 6 months? A year? If you're feeling anxious about the future, you're not alone. Cal Hope offers free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 833-317-4673. or live chat at calhope.org today.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great so you can bask in the glory.
No way. Is it really you? You're the one who bundled their home, auto, RV, and other vehicles with Progressive, right? Hold on. Let me grab my friends. Hey, guys, check it out. It's the one who saved the money.
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Burgers, sandwiches, salads, still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickpiewc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Here's the pitch again to Elvis. Swung on line to right, a base hit. Chavis, the third, up with the ball is Dyson. Here's a throw to the plate. And it's going to be close. The dive, the tag. Safe at the plate. And the A's have won it.
And that is blasted. Left center field on its way, way back. And Sean Murphy has hit it out. The A's go back to back.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A'sCast for exclusive content, including pre- and post-game for every game.
Down the line, Tucker giving chase in the corner at the wall, and gone! Tony Kemp unloads on Luis Garcia, shocks the Astros with the long ball.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of A's Baseball.